We're being joined on the show right now by Jamal Westerman, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. Jamal, welcome to the show today.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just want to let you know we got Sam Madison and John Kanjimi here as well. You were a member of the New York Jets when they actually went through Hard Knocks. Talk to us a little bit just about having the cameras around. Sam Madison, when he was just talking about it, he was saying it's going to put pressure on guys. Is there a difference? Do you get used to the cameras as the thing goes along, or guys really being themselves, or they're putting on a little bit of a front?
I mean, the first, you know, 2 days, you know, it's a little weird having the cameras around all the time, you know, because you do notice them, you do see them. But after that, I mean, those, you know, NFL Films and HBO does a great job of just kind of blending in the background. I mean, the cameras are, it doesn't seem as intrusive as you would think. And I think guys kind of just, you know, you're there to prepare, you're there to play, you're there to practice, and you can't be worrying about the cameras too much because, you know, this is football. You get knocked on your butt, you know, thinking about the cameras, trying to show off for the cameras. So I think, of course, the first 2 days is a little different getting used to them in the meeting rooms, you know, at practice and different things of that nature. But, I mean, after that, they kind of fade into the background and just kind of cover the team.
Jamal, you guys have been out working on the field so far, and one of the main things that we keep hearing out of every player is the pace of practice. And we've been hearing that especially a lot from the offensive guys. When it comes to you learning the defense under defensive coordinator Coyle and linebackers coach George Edwards, how has the pace been from the defensive side of the ball as well, and from where you come from with the New York Jets? Talk to us about the pace, please.
I think the pace of the offense, they're moving, is great. I mean, they're picking it up. They're moving fast. They're in and out of the huddles pretty quickly. And I think that's great for a defense because, I mean, like, you know, especially in this division, you know, the Patriots have been known to pick it up. You know, the Buffalo has been known to pick it up and spread it out. And so I think that's good for the defense to be able to not just, you know, you don't have that time to sit around and think about the play. You got to know it. You got to understand it. And you got to know the defense. So I think that works well in our favor and our preparation for the upcoming season.
Well, Jamal, Troy talked about, you know, you having that experience on Hard Knocks. I just, real quickly, I mean, the news just came out today. Do you ever see your new head coach, Joe Philbin, talking like Rex Ryan and say, hey, let's go get a damn snack? I mean, do you ever hear that coming out of his voice?
I mean, I think everybody likes snacks, right?
That's right.
But, of course, there's a different personality than Rex. I mean, he's going to approach it his way, and I think the team, you know, I think every team is a reflection of their head coach, you know. So I think it's going to be a way to show that, listen, we're out here working hard, we're out here preparing, there's nowhere to hide, the cameras are there. And, you know, it's kind of a way to connect with the fans and show them our preparation, the way we're working to kind of get to where we want to be at the end of the season.
You know, Jamal, you know, everybody knows about Rex Ryan because you see him on TV. He's very boisterous. He doesn't hold anything back. I want to get to know a little bit about Kevin Coyle or Joe Philbin, or what your first impressions are, your defensive coordinator, your head coach, and how you're acclimating from being a Jet to a Miami Dolphin now on that defensive side of the football.
I think Coach Philbin, I mean, he does a great job. You know, he brought in the guys that he wants here, the guys that love football, love playing football, and kind of set down the foundation for this team and how we're going to not only play on the field, but how we're going to, you know, act in the community and different things of that nature. And with Coach Coyle, the thing I really appreciate or like about him is, you know, before every defensive meeting, he'll give us a story about something. You know, it may not have anything to do with football, may have everything to do with football, but just something to give us, to kind of keep us on our toes, to keep us thinking. I mean, today was about, you know, Memorial Day and the people that fought for this country and died for this country, for us to go out there and really play this game we love to do. So, I mean, every day he gives us a little something to kind of just make us think. And, you know, it might be outside of the realms of football, but, you know, you can always relate it back to your life.
Jamal, you talk about Rex Ryan and coach linebacker George Edwards, Kevin Coyle. You just moving all around the AFC East. But when you look at the things over the last couple of years, you logged over 36 games in 3 years, and you had like 4 sacks. Now you have a guy like Kevin Coyle. You understand his defense. And if you just look at the body of his work over the 10 years in Cincinnati, bringing guys in that was very hungry and had opportunities to play and go out there and make plays, now you get your chance. Even though that there's a tight bunch with those linebackers, you have an opportunity to fight for a starting position, which you want to become a starter. How has that been coming, and how has he been feeding all of these things? Because everybody's starting with a clean slate right now.
I think it's definitely great, you know, better come into a team like this, good head coach, you know, good position coach, and you know, it's a new team, new defense. So kind of everybody has, like you said, a clean slate. Everybody has the same learning curve, you know, to learn the defense, to kind of master the defense. And I think that's what we're doing now at the OTAs. You know, I think guys are beginning to understand where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. But it's also that mastery of the defense. And that's when you really become a great defense. I mean, this Griff defense was good last year. I mean, just from, you know, playing against them and watching them play throughout the season, I mean, they really ended the season pretty well. But really, guys are working hard now just to kind of master the defense and just work on the basic things, man. Because, you know, in this game, in this NFL, a lot of things come back to the fundamentals. I mean, Wes was going to keep you on board in a two-minute drill at the end of the game. That's where it's going to keep you, you know, get you off the field on a third and long, you know, back to your fundamentals, you know, rushing the pass or, you know, technique, playing the run and different things of that nature. So I think, you know, they're really preaching that now in this OTA to be able to go back to your fundamentals, even though they're picking up the pace. So when times get tough, you know, throughout the season, late in November, you know, you can kind of fall back on your fundamentals and your technique.
Joined here on the show by Jamal Westerman, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. Jamal, give us an idea. The last couple of years you went up against the Miami Dolphins. That week when you're preparing to play against the Miami Dolphins, your perception of not only the organization but the team that you were playing against on the field, just take us through that a little bit.
My kind of career playing against them, I think, you know, up there we always thought of, you know, the Dolphins as a tough, hard-nosed team. You know, they run the ball, you know, play good defense. And I think, you know, it's never, you know, especially in the AFC East, man, no matter whose record is, you know, they could be undefeated or lose every game. You know, once you're playing a team in the AFC East, it's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a game that you really have to come out first, prepare for, and you got to throw everything at them because, I mean, it's in the division, man. And, you know, this is how you get there. That's how you get to the playoffs. This is how you get to the next step that every team wants to take is through your division. I think, you know, you always know once you're playing the division, you can throw everything out. I mean, Buffalo started off great last year. They kind of tapered off towards the end. You know, New England has been, you know, they've been the top of the division for so long. But, you know, the year before, the Jets beat them in the playoffs. You know, Miami kind of started off not too great last year, but kind of picked it up throughout the season. So I think, you know, when it comes to the division, you got to throw all the records out, all that, because it means nothing. You know, all that matters is that one game, because, you know, in that game, they're going to bring everything they've got, and you have to do the same.
Jamal, final question for you. I know you were born up in Brooklyn, but you actually spent a little time down here at John Kangemi's alma mater at St. Thomas Aquinas. Seems like life has gone full circle for you. What is it like being back home, sort of?
Definitely it is, man. Definitely I can, you know, throw away a couple of my, you know, my jackets and my sweaters, and, you know, buy some more shorts, and I might get a nice Cuban outfit, you know, white on white, you know, keep it nice and airy for the summertime. But I mean, it's great, man. You know, I love being out here. You know, love being a part of the Dolphins and just getting that opportunity to go out there and, you know, show what type of player I am in this league and continue to, you know, get better and improve my play.
Jamal, we appreciate you taking the time joining us here on the show. Best of luck this season and the next 2 days out here in OTAs. Have a great season.
Thank you a lot.